thank you so much for being here. It's nice to see some new faces and familiar faces. So as Mary-Kate mentioned, I'm going to be providing a quick overview of MAP. And when we do MAP, when we train our MAP communities, we'll often do like a two-day training. So when I do this in 20 minutes, it's really going to be a very quick overview. But happy to give you more information at the end if you're interested. So MAP provides a framework, guidance, structure, and best practices for developing healthy communities. And the more formal definition of MAP is that it's a community-wide or community-owned strategic planning process for improving the public's health, as well as an action-oriented program or process for helping communities prioritize their public health issues, identify resources for addressing them, and taking action. So MAP is not just a process for creating a plan, but really it entails implementing that plan, evaluating that plan, and learning from it. So this slide is really just to show you that the acronym emphasizes the fundamental aspects of the process. So each word is really an integral piece of the process. So MAP is all about mobilizing the community and engaging everyone who lives, works, plays, and learns in the community. It's about action, not just implementing that plan, but acting on it. Thinking long-term strategic planning, and then finally the focus is on the local public health system as a whole, not just the local health department or one agency. So this is one of the models that we like to use to show the MAP process. This is our community-friendly model. You can see that the six phases of the MAP process are along the road to a healthier community, and at the bottom, the organizing for success and partnership development, that's the first phase of the MAP process. This is where you're engaging everyone in the community to come up with your vision for what you want your community or your future to look like. And you can see the four MAP assessments are kind of along that main road. These are the core activities of the MAP process that really inform the entire process. And then from there, identifying strategic issues, formulating your goals and strategies, and coming up with an action plan, which is public health programming, to come up to ultimately lead you to a healthier community. So MAP is really helping communities realize where it is that they are, where it is that they want to go, how they want to get there, and who should be involved in the process along the way. Oh, another important point about this is a challenge with this image or this model is that it suggests that MAP is a linear process when really it is an iterative process. You're constantly revisiting to make sure that everyone is engaged who should be involved in the process. This is another model that we like to use. This is more of our academic model. And you can see the six phases of the MAP process lined down the center, beginning with organizing for success and partnership development, where you're bringing in everyone who lives, works, plays, and learns in the community to come up with a vision for what you want your future to look like. And moving to the four MAP assessments, which are shown around the circle of the outside of this model. Each of these assessments is unique in its own way, but informs one another. They complement each other to really give collectively give a good picture of what's going on in your community. And it's a collection of both quantitative and qualitative data. And then from there, identifying strategic issues, which are those fundamental policy choices or critical challenges that must be addressed in order for a community to achieve its vision. And again, formulating your goals and strategies and coming up with an action plan for resolving those issues in your community. So MAP is not just a tool or an assessment, but it's really trying to change the way that we think about the practice of public health and the way that communities think about planning and improvement in their communities. So we like to call MAP a paradigm shift. So it's a shift from operational day-to-day planning to more strategic planning that's looking more long-term. It's a shift from the focus being on just the agency to looking at the public health system as a whole. And it's not just simply looking at what a community needs, but really thinking about what assets and resources are available to that community. It's a shift from a medically oriented model to a more broad definition of health that considers social determinants of health and the broad underlying issues that affect health in our communities. And then from an agency knows all to everyone knows something and thinking about the collective wisdom of everyone in our community. There are three keys to the MAP process. The first is that it's a community-driven process. So even though one agency might take the lead or might facilitate the process, it really is a community-owned process. Strategic thinking is thinking broadly and long-term, and then finally that the focus is on the local public health system. And when we talk about the local public health system, we want to have a broad definition of the system. And this is just an example. We like to call this a jelly bean diagram that shows you the complexity of the local public health system and examples of the organizations and groups that can comprise the network. So some MAP communities kind of like to tailor this jelly bean diagram to what's relevant in their community. So they might not have a university, but they might have a community college that they might want to show on this diagram, or they might have a tribal community or a military base, for example. And I'm just going to quickly run through some of the phases of MAP very, very quickly. So organizing for success and partnership development, this is really thinking about that jelly bean diagram and engaging everyone in the community in the process to plan a MAP process that builds commitment, engages participants, uses participants' time well, and results in a plan that can be successfully implemented. So this phase really requires a lot of time and energy, but it sets the foundation for the rest of the process and should be constantly revisited in order to just ensure sustainability throughout the process. So visioning, this is the collaborative and creative process. The vision provides a focus, purpose, and direction for the remainder of the MAP process. So a shared community vision really provides that overarching goal for the community and is a statement of what the community wants it to look like in the future. And we like to say that a vision is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle box. So it's easier to put together a puzzle if you can see what the whole picture looks like, which makes, total sense. So the vision really guides the participants through the entire process. So the four assessments, which I said are really the core activities of the process, they don't need to be implemented in any specific order. Again, they inform each other, they complement each other to give a picture of what's going on in the community. So the community health status assessment looks at how healthy are our residents and what does the health status of our community look like. And this is similar to a traditional community health status assessment where you might collect data on morbidity, mortality, health resources availability, et cetera. So whatever makes the most sense for you and your community. Then the forces of change assessment looks at what is occurring or what might occur that affects the health in our community. And people like to think about this as kind of a SWOT analysis. So what opportunities and threats might exist that are generated by these external forces. So things that are broader than the community, like the economy, like legislation and politics, funding changes, things like that. Community themes and strengths is really emphasizes the qualitative data collection and looks at what's important to our community and how the quality of life is perceived by our residents. The local public health system assessment measures the capacity of the local public health system to provide the essential public health services. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about this specific assessment because Tom's going to be talking about the environmental version in a little bit. So, again, thinking about the local public health system in a broad way. So this is the National Public Health Performance Standards local instrument that's used for the local public health system assessment. And you can see that the essential services described at the top of the page here. And then underneath, you can see the model standard, which describes the local public health system performing in an optimal manner. From there, you can see that there are a set of questions that need to be answered by participants as far as how well the system is performing for that specific essential service. So for those of you who are not as familiar with the local public health performance standards and kind of what that process looks like, I was able to participate and Tara as well in the process in Fairfax County. We'd be happy to talk with you about like the student perspective. But what that kind of looks like in a community is a consensus process. So whoever's leading the assessment effort, whether, you know, for example, it's the local health department, will bring in key stakeholders in the community. Again, thinking about the jelly bean diagram, some MAP communities like to do this in like a one-day meeting. Some like to break it up. You bring in your meeting participants. A lot of times, you can assign each participant to a breakout group, and each breakout group will discuss 1 to 2 to 3 of the essential services and go through this set of questions. There's usually one neutral facilitator in the room, 1 to 2 observers and recorders, and that's the role that Tara and I filled as students, and then the remaining participants. So the facilitator kind of reads the description of the essential service and then leads a facilitated conversation around any clarifying questions, coming up with common language for words, coming up with what does our jelly bean diagram look like for our specific community. And then the facilitator asks the participants to vote. They use voting cards to vote as far as how they think that the system is performing. And really, it's not just about capturing the vote if they think that the system is performing moderately for this specific question. You really want to capture the conversation that happens around each of the questions, and that's where like the real meat of the information comes that you can use later on in your reports, and Tom can speak a little bit more about that. So at this point, you have you've gathered the people in your community, you know where you want to go, you've collected the data, and at this point, you're moving into identifying the strategic issues, which are those broad cross-cutting issues that affect public health outcomes in your community, and from there, developing goals and strategies and coming up with an action plan for addressing those issues in your community. And it's really important to think about MAP as a framework. Many of MAP's phases really reflect existing efforts that you and your partners might already be doing. So you might already have partnerships, you might already have an organizational vision, you might have already collected qualitative data in your community. So you'll want to build upon these existing efforts and really just use MAP as a framework for doing this. And you want to, again, make sure that this is just what makes sense for you and your community, just like Tom did with the environmental assessment, and he'll get into that in a little bit. But before we do that, I would like to have a little fun and ask you all if you can tell me, I'll explain what this has to do with MAP, or what I think it has to do with MAP in a minute. But so does anyone see the hidden image in this Tostitos logo? What is it?
Mommy and Daddy.
Exactly. So there's like a little mini celebration going on in the background that you might not see if it's not pointed out. How about this one? Anyone see the hidden image in this one?
It's got Penn State in it.
Ohio State fan in the back? Oh, employee, not a fan. Okay. Right, yeah. So when Penn State joined the Big Ten conference, they were the 11th team to join the conference, and they embedded this 11 in there. And I'm from Penn State. I went to Penn State, so I really like this one. And then the last one. Yes, there's an arrow. So what does this have to do with what I just kind of went through? It doesn't. So I'm finished up. No. So my interpretation and my connection to MAP is that MAP is really all about community engagement and engaging everyone who lives, works, plays, and learns in the process. So this activity or exercise really kind of just illustrates why this is so important. So we all see things differently. You might not have seen that the arrow in the FedEx symbol if someone else didn't point it out to you. So it's really just important to emphasize that the more people that we can engage in the process, the more we can learn from each other, the more we can come up with creative solutions and see things in a different or a unique way. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Tom. Oh, and if you would like more information about the MAP process and really getting down into the nitty-gritty of the process, then here are some of our staff contacts. And we also have Ms. Grace Abanga and Katie McCabe, who can answer your questions as well.